Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner, Lindsay Van Schoik. And if you didn't catch any of our previous episodes, as always, please tune in because those are great listens with a lot of helpful information. But today we're going to talk about the perfect exercise plan for you. I know a lot of ladies always wonder what they should be doing, what's the perfect thing for them.
Yeah.
So
here's my answer. There is no perfect exercise plan for anyone. It all is dependent on you and your goals and where you're starting at and where you want to go, right? So it's a really good tagline to get you guys to listen because everyone wants to know what the perfect exercise plan is, but it's literally, it depends. And that's why you need a coach to help you figure it out, right? So I think for starters, to find the perfect exercise plan, you have to know your why. Why are you wanting to exercise? Why are you wanting to get fit? Are you wanting to exercise to lose weight? Are you wanting to exercise to build muscle? Are you wanting to exercise for longevity? Are you wanting to exercise so you can go play with your kids on the playground? Are you wanting to exercise so you can pick up your grandkids? Like, because if you don't know your why, as with anything, if you don't know your why as to why you want to lose weight, if you don't know your why as to why you want to work out, if you don't know your why to whatever it is that you're doing in this life, you're never going to stick with it. And you're going to just be on this hamster wheel of like, why am I doing this? I don't have a goal. I don't have direction. And I think that's where people get lost a lot, is that they're just going through the motions and they really don't understand what they're training for, if they're training for something or why they're doing what they're doing. Right?
Right. Right.
So Shauna, what's your why? What is your why in exercise these days?
My why these days, I would say my why in exercise is to just keep mobility and muscle mass because I'm getting older. I would say before it was to look, I mean, I guess still I would say, you know, you want to be able to like the outside to look how you want it to look. But I feel like I was more focused on that when I was younger, and now it would be just to be healthy. And as I age, like I don't want to not be able to pick up my kid, or if I have grandkids down the road, I don't want that. I like to be able to feel strong. So I don't want my, you know, strength to decrease. So that would be mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. My why has changed a lot in the years, right? So I've been exercising since fifth grade. I ran cross country. So I would say from fifth grade and through high school, it was like to be a good runner, right? Like I exercised to be a good runner. Starting my junior year, when my eating disorder developed, it started to be to burn off food or for thinness. So I would say from 16 to 30, I exercised to be skinny or to burn calories or to fuel my totally unhealthy relationship with my body, right? So it was literally like I had no goals as longevity or health or any. I wasn't thinking about that. I was literally just exercising to burn calories to fuel my addictive personality, right? So then fast forward to 30, my training goal was to run marathons, right? Like I had Gannon, and I really got into running. And then so 6 years ago, I ran the Boston Marathon and I got really good at running, right? I wasn't thinking about longevity. I wasn't thinking about really burning calories. I wasn't thinking about any of that. Like, cause if you run a marathon, if you're training, you don't need to worry about that because you're freaking burning. I like couldn't get enough food in my body. Right. But it was like, my goal was to run the Boston Marathon, and I did it and I completed it. Right. So then 7 years ago, my husband introduced me to CrossFit. So I was playing in CrossFit when I was doing marathon training. And actually like that was super beneficial for me because I kept getting hurt marathon training. So when I added in strength training, like I started strength training during marathon training, literally to not get hurt. Right. So that was my purpose in strength training, was my knees were hurting, my hamstrings were hurting. Like I was literally getting hurt because I didn't have any muscle tone. So I started strength training. I did marathon running for 2 years. I'm like, holy shit, this is hard on my body. And I don't feel like this is necessarily something that I want to keep up with, right? Like my kids are getting older. And I really fell in love with CrossFit and strength training. And so that's when my purpose or why to training shifted to getting strong, right? Like I was training to get strong at CrossFit, to get better at CrossFit. Like I don't half-ass anything and I wanted to get good at CrossFit. So for me, that was kind of my shift in training then. And then like, and then we started rejuvenating and then we got really into the health aspect and the blood work and stuff like that. And I saw like, okay, you're doing all these things and you're training really hard, but like, you're still not healthy. My insulin levels were high. My thyroid was jacked out. I had no testosterone. I was literally like running my body into the ground. And so it was like, okay, now I'm training for health. And so that means I have to pull back on my training. That means I have to like focus on quality food intake. It means I have to like kind of shift goals. And so now I would say my goal is to train for longevity and to be healthy and to be strong. And it sometimes switches throughout the year, right? Like I still want to be good at CrossFit. So sometimes in the winter, like I am trying to gain muscle, right? And so that might mean I have to back off on my cardio and running. So like right now, like I'm trying to get leaner for summer, right? So it might mean that I'm adding in more HIIT workouts and I'm definitely increasing my steps, but you have to know your why. And every person is different. Like I would never give someone, like I've had people ask me like, well, what are you doing today? Can you kind of just do what you're doing? No, you cannot, because I have a marathon background. And so I can go run 4 miles and then do a CrossFit workout and just go. Like I can go. I have no stop. Like I have a motor of anyone, right? But that's not like most people. And so you have to take into account, where did you start from, right? So anyways, you have to know your why into why you're training. Otherwise, you're going to be just training for no reason and you're not going to stick with it and you're not going to have any goals. So that's super important.
Right.
And so that's like a conversation that we have to have with our clients, is most of our clients are here for weight loss. Almost all of them. Mm-hmm. Weight loss, their hormones are messed up. They're sick, whatever. So their why is to get healthy. So for them, the best training program is the one that's going to get them healthy. And it starts with looking at, what are you doing right now? For most people, it's nothing. Right. Like it is nothing. They're not even getting 7,500 steps in a day. They're sitting all day. They're not doing any exercise program. And so for them, my recommendation is you should just not get hurt and start to move your body, right? Like let's get your steps up. Let's start doing some exercise snacks throughout the day, right? Getting up from a chair, squatting, whatever. Let's have a conversation about what do you like to do? Because if I tell you to go on a walk every day and you're like, I don't want to go on a walk, like that sounds terrible, you're not going to do it. If I tell you to do strength training and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that, like you're not going to do it. If I tell you to go run and get sweaty, if you don't like to do it, you're not going to do it. So it's, where are you at and what do you like to do? Like what is something that you can stick with? Right?
Right. Yeah. And that's what I tell my clients all the time. I want to find something for you that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it. You're just going to dread it and you're not going to do it. So we have to find something that you enjoy.
Yeah. Like for me, like I love getting sweaty and getting my heart rate up and leaving the gym feeling like that was a good workout. If you told me to just go in the gym and do a 5x5 back squat, I would be like, that's it. Like that is not, but to me, to some people that is plenty and that's what they love to do. Right. But that like, so you have to start with, what do you like to do and what does that look like for you? In a perfect ideal world, if you are a middle-aged woman, 30 plus, you are doing 150 minutes of cardiovascular activity a week, whether it's walking, HIIT training, whatever, you're getting 150 minutes of movement with 3 strength training days in there. Hopefully you're doing a little bit of plyometrics and hopefully you're doing some sprint interval training. And that's how I program for our rejuvenating clients, right? So I try to make sure they get in 5 days a week of 30-minute workouts. I program 3 days of strength training for them, a plyometric day, and a sprint or HIIT interval day, right? And that's what they, that's what it's consisted of, right? I try to make it to where they can all do it at home. And we can tailor it towards them. But I mean, for a middle-aged right. woman, that's the goal, right? I think you also have to remember, we have a lot of people that listen to these like experts, right? So Peter Attia and Huberman and all these experts, and they're men. Everything they're talking about is men. And a lot of the exercise science done is on men. So if you really dig into the science on like, I don't know, the big thing right now is zone two training, right? Like you should be doing zone two training and 2 hours of it a week and all this stuff. Like, okay. Do you know that those studies on zone two training were done on men? Not on women? So you don't even know if that's good for you because our physiology is so much different than men, right? Yep. So if you're super into exercise and you're listening to this, you should not be listening to Peter Attia and all those type of men. You should be listening to Stacey Sims or Gabrielle Lyons or someone that knows the exercise physiology behind women, not men.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, they're great in the men's space. I mean, obviously, and, you know, super knowledgeable, but right, it's completely different for women. We can't, our bodies are not going to respond how we want them to if we're doing workouts for men.
Right. And it's the same with like biohacking stuff. Like I was listening to a really good podcast about cold plunging for women and how bad it is for you. And I'm like, oh, well, yep, all the science has been done on men. So if we want to biohack, we should probably like sauna is way better for a woman than a cold plunge. And I'm not saying like, don't do it, but if you're doing it for health benefits, make sure you're, and I have a cold plunge, right? I had to go like look up the research then to see like, oh, it might not be the best for a menstruating woman to be doing a cold plunge, right? But I mean, that's completely off topic of what we're talking about with a perfect exercise plan. But so steps to finding the perfect exercise plan. One, why are you doing it? Two, where are you starting at? Three, what do you like to do? Four, how does it fit in your schedule?
That's a big one.
Not what can you do next week? Not what can you do next month? What can you do every week for the rest of your life? And yes, you're going to take breaks in there. If you go on vacation, like maybe you don't work out, right? Like take 2 weeks off a year from working out. Like your fitness is not going to decrumble then, but you can't work out 6 months a year and then take the other 6 months off. What can fit in your schedule that you can do consistently for the rest of your life? And that, I know it changes, right? But it changes because of your commitment to it, right? So I can tell you, I've always exercised at least an hour every day, 5 days a week. And my life has changed a lot, right? Like I went from a nurse working 12-hour shifts to having three babies to going through nurse practitioner school while I was working and had little kids to owning two businesses, working full-time as a nurse practitioner. Now I'm getting ready to go back to school and having three kids that are teenagers, right? And they're involved in freaking everything. But I make it a priority to get up and get movement in. So I don't want to hear this excuse that you don't have time to do it because you make time for what's important to you and we're all busy. But you do need to be realistic and pick an exercise regimen that you can legitimately stick to.
Right.
And it's hard. And I get it. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, though, I mean, we're all busy and like the workouts that are programmed for our clients specifically, like you mentioned, they're 30 minutes. I mean, we can find 30 minutes, whether it's, you might have to take 30 minutes from something else that you're doing that maybe isn't as beneficial for you as the exercise that you need to give your body. But those are just conversations that you have to have with yourself and decide on, is it that much of a priority for you? Because if it is, then that 30 minutes is available.
Right. And even with our rejuvenating clients, like if they haven't been working out, then we don't add weight to your workouts, right? If you've been working out for a year, then you better be progressively overloading and up in the weights in those workouts. And that's the thing too. Like you always want to be challenging your muscles when you are doing a workout plan. And so maybe for starters, if you're just starting out, you do the same workout plan. Like you find three workout plans and you just do those over and over again. But once you like stop getting sore and start getting better exercise, you have to add some variability and you have to be challenging your body. You can't use a 10-pound dumbbell for the rest of your life. Like, that is not challenging your muscles, and you're not going to get fitness gains or even health gains out of that.
Right. But I think that's also a problem too, is nobody wants to be uncomfortable, and you have to push yourself, because really nothing happens in our comfort zones. And I tell my oldest that all the time. I say, Brody, I love you, but you have to start getting comfortable with being a little bit uncomfortable. Because if you don't learn that, then honestly, I mean, in all areas of life, but especially in exercise, we have to push ourselves. Is it comfortable all the time? No. But like, neither is being extremely overweight and having to take a million medications and dying before you're 60, right? If we're honest. Like, that's not comfortable.
No.
So no. We just have to choose our hard.
And then, I mean, and then you can get really specific. Like, so for me, like, I did genetic testing a few years ago to figure out like, what is the best workout plan for me? I can tell you that was awesome information, but I don't do crap with it now, because I work out how I want to work out, and then what makes me happy and is something that I could stick with, right? So like, I did this genetic testing and I was like, oh, it's going to come back that I'm like an endurance athlete, and that, you know, because I was running marathons and stuff. It came back that like, oh, you suck at endurance and you're better at power sprints and heavy weightlifting. What?
Like, oh,
okay. And that might be better for my body, but you know what? Like, I'm really happy with the way my body looks, and I'm happy with how I feel, and I'm happy with my training program. So yeah, it was cool information to find out, but do I do anything with it? No, because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be a pro athlete. I'm just trying to be a healthy mom that feels good in a bathing suit. And so the best exercise program for that is one that I'm going to follow and one that makes me feel good. It doesn't matter what my genetics say, and it doesn't matter, you know, I mean, there are data markers that I look at. Like, I look at my WHOOP to see what my HRV is, and I look at my recovery to make sure I'm not overtraining and doing those types of things. And those give me better feedback than any genetic test, right? Because if you are exercising and progressively overloading, then you do have to give your body rest, and you have to allow your body some recovery. Stuff does change when you age, right? Like, I exercise really hard right now, but I'm 37, and I know when I turn 45 that my exercise routine is probably going to have to change. But I'm not going to change it until I have to, because I enjoy what I'm doing right now. And I will change it when I have to, because I'm not going to be one of those women that's like, well, what I used to do isn't working for me anymore, and not be willing to change it. Like, you can't do that. If you used to run marathons and stayed skinny in your 30s, and now you're running marathons and you're in your 40s and you're getting belly fat, okay, you have to change your training. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know it's what you like to do, but you have to change your training. But I'm not there yet, right? And so, and most of that, our clients, that's not where they're at. They just haven't exercised, right? But if you are someone that is in that mindset of like, well, what I used to do doesn't work anymore, then okay, you need to change up your exercise routine. And if you're over 35, that means get your rear end off the cycle bike and go lift some weights and follow a training plan that is specifically for more middle-aged women.
Right. Because if it's not working, I mean, nothing changes if nothing changes. We say that all the time.
Right. Because I see it all the time. Like, what do middle-aged women do? They cut their calories and exercise more. Does it work? Nope. Because then their cortisol raises and they store more belly fat. Like, it's not the answer, right? It's go find a coach that can tell you how to eat and move your body for the stage that you're at in life. And if you're 30, early 40s, like, it's just move your body and eat healthy. Like, that's probably going to do the trick. But if you're doing those things and it's not working, that's when it's like, okay, you're probably going to have to change some things, because your hormones and your age are probably playing a role in something going on here.
Right. Yeah.
So the answer to this tagline of a podcast that got you to click and listen, what's the best exercise plan for you? The answer is there isn't one. It's the one that you can follow, right? And that it differs for every single person. The exercise plan that is best for me isn't the one that's best for you, Shauna, and vice versa.
Right. Right. And if you ladies have any questions about any exercises or even things that we do inside the program, since we're able to customize those things for you, which is extremely beneficial, please feel free to reach out on any of our social medias, or you can visit our website. We would love to help you with that. And if you want any episodes in the past, I know we had the episode on exercise snacks. That's a good one to listen to go back in case you have time at work. It just takes a few minutes. A lot of my ladies do that, and it's really helpful. So if you want to go back and listen to that episode, it's a good one too. But we hope you enjoyed this, and we will catch you next time. See ya.